Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. You can listen to our sermons, interviews, and Pastor Pod on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and any popular podcast platforms. Our worship times are on Sundays at 9 and 10:45 a.m. Our summer worship time will be at 10 a.m. starting on May 26th. Welcome to Pastor Pod, our first in a series of podcasts when Pastor Russ and I get together to give our best answers to your questions about the Bible, theology, and life. Please enjoy. Hey everyone, welcome to another Pastor Pod, where we answer your questions about faith, life, and the Bible. I'm Jordan, I'm the associate pastor here at New Hope, and we're joined by Pastor Russ, who's our senior pastor, and we have some questions that we want to at least attempt to answer for you all here today. So we have one question to start off with here, and Russ is going to take a crack at it. So the question is, we believe that our minds are part of our souls. How do we reconcile that with dementia?
That is a... Boy, there's a lot of deep stuff behind that question, isn't there? I guess the first thing to say is that I understand that behind that is a lot of pain. And nobody asks a question like that just idly. Second thing I guess I would say is I'm wrestling with this, and not to give the final answer, because that's not what we're about. But how this strikes me is that I think it is not the same thing to say that the mind is part of our soul, any more than our body is part of our soul. I think we have souls. We are a soul, and we are souls who are having a physical experience. But if my body is sick, my soul is not sick. If my body has limitations, my soul is not limited. It is the soul of the person who is in whatever body. Now, if someone is suffering through dementia, Alzheimer's, if someone is suffering through an organic brain disease from birth, where they are, they have a disability, and they will never have a mature mind or body, that doesn't mean that their soul is likewise disabled. That is the form in which their soul is taking shape and interacting in this world. But for that reason, we are called upon to treat people who are different, who are sick, who are mentally ill, not as animals, not as less than human. They are souls. They have dignity. They need to be treated. And so when Jesus is saying, whatever you've done for the least of these, you've done to me, I think he's really talking to this point. And there are people who have brilliant minds, and there are people who have very hindered minds, at least in our mind, in terms of what is normal. But it doesn't make them any less human, any less loved. And then it's how we interact with these people who are different and who are differently abled that defines who we are becoming as individuals and as a people together. That's the best that I've got on that.
Yeah, I think there's something about humans that we can't quite put a finger on what makes us unique, right?
Right.
It's our physical being, but a lot of people, if you have been there to witness somebody passing away, you notice that they're not there anymore. Their body's there.
Right.
But they are not. And so there's that piece that, the mind and the soul are probably... they're not the same thing, but there's something unique about ourselves that I think is preserved.
Yeah, I think it's a good metaphor, although it can be taken too far to talk about the container that we are in. I mean, again, we can go too far and miss the point, but I think there's a good metaphor that our bodies, our physical beings, are the container for our soul. And so when the body goes, it doesn't mean our soul has gone. When someone has dementia, it doesn't mean that their soul is gone or it has dementia. It's the way that they interact into this physical world. That container is what is sick, that is differently abled, that is diminished. But that doesn't mean that their soul is that at all, nor should we treat them any different than that, and maybe even better, because we know that there is a soul that is in there, and that is a part of who they are, even as it's a part of who we are.
All right. We have another question. Russ, you're going to ask me the...
Will God answer all our questions in heaven, or will we forget our questions? There's an easy answer to that. What are you going to do with that one?
There's just a lot of questions about what happens after we die. And I think a lot of people have a lot of questions for God after they live a full life and not quite understanding why certain things happen. I know one of my questions would be, why do dogs have such a short lifespan compared to humans? But the thing that has helped me think through this is that we don't really know what happens afterwards. But if we look to Jesus and his resurrection, that somehow that points to what it'll be like for us. That Jesus didn't forget things after he was resurrected. He knew very well what was going on. So I think we may have questions. Maybe we'll know things. Maybe we'll be at peace with everything and kind of see how everything belongs and fits together in some way. But knowing God, knowing Jesus, that I don't think our questions will be unwelcomed.
Yeah. I think there's two types of questions. There's the questions that trouble us and the questions that intrigue us. And I think both will be dealt with differently. I mean, when Paul says, it's like looking at dimly in a mirror on this side of things, someday it'll all clear up. So I think there are some questions that, particularly the ones that trouble us, we will see differently. We will see face to face. There won't be the cloud of either our ignorance or the things that we just can't understand. On the other side, there's the questions that intrigue. There's the things that pull me forward to be more curious. And I can't imagine, and maybe it's just my own limitations of imagination, but I can't imagine something where I would be less curious about this world or about God. I want to bring my questions. I want to bring my curiosity. I want to continue to grow. Whatever's on the other side is at all comparable, then I would continue to grow, I would think. And that means I would have questions that would be endlessly fascinating, endlessly intriguing, endlessly evocative, and keep calling out. I think that's the spirit in which we're doing these kinds of things, not to have final answers, but questions that then open up the door to the next question. I hope that's always there.
Yeah, but I think Jesus is just going to answer our questions with questions. And then I'll get annoyed. But
so what do you think, Jordan?
That seems to be his go-to in scripture, at least. So. But yeah, does that sound good for that one?
Yeah, that asks the question of what kind of questions would we want answered? What are the things that trouble us? What are the things that intrigue us? Those would be good questions for people to talk about across whatever table they find themselves around, dinner table, conference table, coffee table, restaurant table, for the conversations of life.
Mm-hmm. I think what you said earlier was kind of interesting, that maybe there's still a place to grow, because oftentimes we think of heaven as the end-all be-all, that we will be perfected, we'll know everything, we'll be these almost divine being, Oftentimes people think we'll almost have the mind of God at that point, but I think what you said fits with scripture and how we continue to grow.
Yeah.
And understand.
Yeah, I think the idea that we'll have no questions and we'll know everything is a very Greek idea. It really wasn't the Bible's mentality, but you run it through 1st, 2nd century Greek, where God is the unmoved mover and God is the thing for which there is no change. So the idea of growth meant somehow imperfection, and so God couldn't be imperfect, so God had to be complete. So perfection means you don't have any more questions. I get that mindset. I don't agree with it, and I don't think that it really applies, certainly not to how the scriptures present who God is, nor to the intuitions of our own everyday living.
All right. Well, that's our questions for this time. If you have questions or want to hear a follow-up to some of the stuff we talked about today's podcast, you can send them to jordan@newhopeprez.org. That's jordan@newhopeprez.org. We'll see you next time. If you enjoyed our podcast, please rate and review us on iTunes. You can also check out more about New Hope at newhopeprez.org. If you have a question for the Pastor Pod, please email them to jordan@newhopeprez.org, jordan@newhopeprez.org, or send us a message on Facebook. And we will see you next time.